A new bipartisan NPR poll shows approval numbers rising for Obamacare. It is now slightly more popular than its namesake, the president. The survey of likely voters conducted for Morning Edition shows the president's health care law is still unpopular, but might not weigh as heavily against Democrats in the midterm election as expected. Here's NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson.
After a horrendous debut in October, the Affordable Care Act ended its enrollment period with more than 7 million people signed up. And our poll shows the law is viewed a little more favorably now. That's welcome news for the Democratic half of our polling team, Stan Greenberg.
Conventional wisdom is unpopular program hangs around the necks of Democrats. It is absolutely a misreading of the poll data. If you look at this poll for NPR, we ask whether you favor or oppose the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare, and it comes out 47% support and 51% oppose, with the intensity on the opposition side.
In our poll, the number of likely voters who intensely oppose the law is 12 points higher than those who strongly support the law. Bad news for Democrats. But, Greenberg points out, 7% of likely voters in our poll oppose the law because it doesn't go far enough. Presumably, these are Democrats who wanted a single-payer Medicare-for-all system. Whit Ayers, the Republican half of our polling team, points to other data that suggests Obamacare will still be a great issue for Republicans this fall.
First, more people oppose than support Obamacare, as has been the case since it passed. Second, intensity is on the side of the opposition, and intensity drives voting behavior. Third, independents oppose Obamacare by 21 points in this survey, and they hold the balance of power in this election.
Thad Boyer from Sioux City, Iowa, is a good example of why Republicans are so confident. Boyer describes himself as a weak Republican, but...
As a blue-collar worker, as a law enforcement officer for almost 15 years, there's part of me that agrees with a lot of what Democrats stand for.
Boyer says he could vote for either party this fall, and there's one issue that will determine his vote.
I would say health care. If next candidate wants to stand behind Obamacare, I'll go Republican.
In past midterm elections, when control of one or both houses flipped, there was a big enthusiasm gap between the two parties. In 2006, Democrats had the energy. In 2010, it was Republicans. This year's enthusiasm gap does favor the Republicans, but by only 7 points. 24-year-old Christina Chapman from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, is just the kind of voter Democrats need to turn out this year. Chapman is still on her parents' health care plan. She supports Obamacare and the president.
Well, I tend to put most of the blame, I guess, on things going wrong with there being stalemates in Congress as opposed to directly being the president's fault.
Like Chapman, 46% of likely voters in our poll approve of the president, 51% disapprove. That's almost identical to the health care numbers. On the generic ballot, where a hypothetical Democratic candidate runs against a hypothetical Republican, the two parties are virtually tied, with the Democrat ahead 44% to 43%. Stan Greenberg says that's an improvement.
The president's approval number of 46% is not a bad number, and if, in fact, it continues to edge up, you're not talking about the same kind of numbers when you had 39% or 42% approval. So the trend of all of that stuff is moving slowly, and I think this turning point on the Affordable Care Act will have an impact on his performance and also the energy of Democrats.
Whit Ayers doesn't think that will be enough to offset all the structural advantages Republicans have this year.
The midterm election in the sixth year of a president's term has historically been bad for the party in the White House. The demographics of midterm elections mean more white and elderly voters, which favor Republicans. And the Senate seats up this year strongly favor Republicans, with 7 Democratic-held seats in red states and 5 in purple or swing states. All Republicans have to do is win half of those seats, and they take control of the Senate.
Both Ayers and Greenberg do agree that control of the Senate is the measure of success in 2014. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
Whit Ayers is from Resurgent Republic. Stan Greenberg is from Democracy Corps. They're the guys who conducted this poll, and you can read the full results for yourself at npr.org.